excited to be back. It's been fun this past offseason, but last week was our first week back, and the guys came back with the same mindset, and it just shows that we have a team who's eager to get better. We know that last year wasn't good enough, so we're going to continue to work hard. It started last weekend. We're going to continue to make progress each week.
What was the effect for you in the offseason?
I left a lot of plays on the field last year, but, I'm always trying to get better. I appreciate people saying that I had a good rookie season, but I know that if I play at that same level this year, we'll be 79 again, and that's not good enough.
What's the biggest difference in going through a second year in the system?
The fun part is you don't have to worry about, what team you're going to end up on once the draft starts. I'm here in Minnesota, so I have another year under my belt to learn this offense. And, no team stays the same, but we have guys here now who are going to come in and play. And, like I said, I'm just glad that I don't have to go through the draft process again.
Take us to where you were a year ago this day. What's it like having actually no idea if you're going to go way high later in the first round? What's the process like for a player, especially, a first round type guy?
That's a long process. Like you said, there are 32 teams, and, you try to play the guessing game on what team needs what. And what team is looking for what position. Last year around this time, I was just trying to enjoy the process with my family. I'm a huge family guy, and we were all involved. We were excited about my future.
How different is it for you having a full off season and just weight training and everything for probably the first time in a long time?
Yeah, it's definitely the first time in a long time. And that was great, being able to relax some, because if you think about it, the rookies on this team and the rookies in the league last year, we've been going since our college training camp. We haven't really had a full break. So this offseason, it was great to get some downtime, but I also took advantage of it, lifting weights, working out with different guys. And, a group of the guys got together out in Southern California last month, and, we worked out together. That was pretty good.
Are you bigger, stronger?
I feel bigger and stronger. Hopefully I can look it also.
Teddy, what do you think about the addition of Mike Wallace?
Everyone in the league knows Mike Wallace's history of being a big play guy on the football field, and we're excited to have him in this offense. We expect to be a big play offense, and he's going to fit right in well with the guys.
How much bigger are you or stronger? I mean, what do you weigh now?
I'll keep that a secret right now.
Okay.
I'm just going to continue to track my progress, and I'll see how bigger and stronger I am once the OTAs are over. I just told those guys, all the guys who are entering the draft this year, to just enjoy the process. You only get to go through this process one time, and take advantage of every opportunity, every person that you meet, develop a relationship with them, and just have fun, relax, and don't let it beat you up too bad.
Did your coach, GM, had to ask you about Parker, I'm assuming?
Yeah, but, right now the focus is us, who we have here right now, and the guys who are in that locker room right now. Come Thursday, we're going to add a guy in the first round, and, throughout the rest of the draft, we're going to continue to add pieces to this team, and, we're excited to see what happens.
Teddy, did you work with the coaching staff to get a strength training regimen, or did you kind of do your own thing with the trainer this offseason?
Yeah, I actually work with the training staff that we have here with Evan, Jeff, and Chad, and we were great with our communication and everything, and they're pretty impressed with the way I returned.
Football-wise, what's been your focus this offseason?
Like I said, being quicker, hitting those deep balls, I'm going to continue to work on it. Like I said, I can't, dwell on last year. Like I said, everyone said I had a decent year, but like I said, if I play that way this year, we'll be at home in January again.
Are you still hopeful of having Ingrid here by the time the season rolls around?
Right now, like Coach Zimmer and Rick said, we expect Adrian to be here, and the guys in the locker room, we all love Adrian. But right now, we have to focus on the guys who are here. We're going to continue to get better. Jarek and Matt, Joe, and those guys, they've been working hard, and we're just excited about the team this year.
Have you had any dealings with Adrian in the offseason?
I was able to attend his birthday party. That was about it.
Did you ride a camel?
I actually didn't ride a camel, okay. But we had a pretty good time.
What did he say just about possibly coming back to Minnesota on this?
You know, like I said, Coach Zimmer and Rick, and we all expect Adrian to be back here this year. You know, I stay away from, you know, talking about guys' contracts and everything because that's none of my personal business. But like I said, we expect him to be this year, and we're happy.
How is Rudy as a host? You guys, when you went out there,
pretty gracious? Yes. Rudy, he's probably the best host on the team so far. You know, if I had to give an award to the best host, it would be Rudy. Wow. And, the hospitality, everything was great. You know, the training facility, the living arrangement, everything was, you know, top of the line. And it just shows the type of guys that we have on this team and what they think of each other.
Getting to experience the playoff atmosphere at XL Energy Center yesterday, did it give you the itch to experience that here with the Vikings?
Yes. And, you know, I take my hats off to those guys, the guys on the Minnesota Wild, you know, for keeping the playoff hunt alive and advancing to the next round. It was a pretty impressive atmosphere. You know, you talk about playoff hockey. I thought playoff football was intense, but being at that hockey game and, you know, being interacting with the fans there, it was a unique situation. I can't wait to get back there.
You've got another big sporting event coming up this weekend with the Derby. What are your thoughts on getting to participate in that?
I'm excited about attending the Derby. When I was in college, I had the opportunity to work the Derby, so it'd be pretty fun this year to actually watch it live and not have to work.
What did you do work?
I worked at one of the ticketing gates, and a couple of guys on the team, we got together, decided, hey, we're still on campus in May, taking classes, so we decided to work it.
So just a volunteer thing?
Yeah.
How'd that come about?
You know, the people of Louisville reached out to my agent and also reached out to me, and I thought it would be a great idea to go back and have so many memories there. It was going to be fun to be able to, you know, ride around on a car or something like that, a parade, and also to attend the event.
You betting on anybody?
No, I'll stay away from that.
Good, guys?
Thanks, man.
Thank you all.
Thank you.